This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Much of our focus with the Lions has been upgrading the pass rush. You saw how the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Everybody's wanted to pair Aiden Hutchinson up with somebody. It's Myles Garrett, nope. Max Crosby, nope. Trey Hendrickson, maybe a bit of a pipe dream. Yeah. But the focus has been about pass rush and improving the defense through the line of scrimmage. What about the offense? Zeitler leaves Detroit for Tennessee. Signs with the Titans yesterday. And John, I'll put on a tee for you. Is this actually a bigger need now, the offensive line versus the edge?
Yeah, I think it is right now. I thought it was yesterday. can they add edge rushers? There's Aziz Ojulari is out there. He's an example. I don't know. He's a perfect fit for the Lions. But if you don't have a backup to two guys that are older. Now, Graham Glasgow could play 17 games. And what you're paying him, you're basically getting what you're paying for. I don't think he had a terrible year. He had some bad moments. Mm-hmm. And I think he's still a really good guard. Frank is one of the best centers in the NFL. And I know that that relationship between Jared Goff and Frank Ragnow is one that is it's got to be protected. But I don't know that we see him for 17 games. Christian Mahogany, while I really liked what I saw when he was on the field, and he jumped over everybody to get that start when Zeitler was down, mm-hmm. I thought he played well. But who's the backup to either of those three guys? Now, I think Mahogany, young, should be able to withstand a little bit more wear and tear than the two old guys. But if Frank goes down, okay, the easy answer is you move Graham Glasgow to center.
Inside, yes.
But then who do you play at left guard?
I'm not going to dispute that they need to water the garden, to use Holmes' phrase.
They need bodies.
But you're talking depth. They need a starting defensive end right now. It can't be Marcus Davenport. I could get by with moving Graham back to his natural right guard position, because he talked to us last year, and you had talked about it. It's hard to switch sides after sure. You've established in this league. You put Graham back to his more comfortable right side, where he's got some muscle memory and some
okay,
some,
if Graham goes down, what, who do you got?
If Aiden goes down, who do I have? I mean, like, we could do the game about backups. I'm trying to fill out my starting 22 right now. I don't have a defensive end. I can Band-Aid the offensive line because of Mahogany and because of Glasgow. It's not my preference, but I need a starting defensive end. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. I have to beat these great quarterbacks up and down my schedule and in the postseason and in the Super Bowl.
I agree, but I think there's also this little bit of factor where, what do we know about Jared Goff? If you don't protect him, he becomes much less productive at quarterback. Now, he's had two really good years, great years. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a need to address the offensive line, because will Manu, Giovanni Manu, be a guard, a tackle? All right, they re-signed Dan Skipper.
He
so
better
there's
be able
your
to be on the two deep. I mean, 2 years into your career, if you're not on the two deep, it was a bad pick, right?
I agree. But do you? Is his skill set going to mean that he's going to be better suited to play tackle?
Right. So you still need depth in the interior.
You still need depth on the interior, and we don't. We didn't get a chance to see him much last year at all.
No.
And so we don't necessarily know what that's going to be like. But I do think that there is questions about Frank's health, Graham's health, performance, and you need to address that because it's directly related to what you have done so well for since Jared Goff has been here, save the first, you know, year, while they didn't have some of these things in place. Now, all of a sudden, you've had one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. You've had a lot of success. But if one of those guys goes down, I have major concerns about what this offense can even do.
What's the biggest need for the Lions right now? Guard or edge? 248-539-9797. We spent a lot of time on pass rush. I would defend that as the biggest need on this team still today, even losing Zeitler. And I wanted Zeitler back. I'm not telling you you're not going to upgrade the offensive line or look to upgrade the offensive line. But right now, it's Marcus Davenport opposite Aiden Hutchinson. That's just a non-starter for me. If Davenport's a depth piece, they got him on a cheap enough deal, I'm not going to rave about it.
Josh Pascal, not that this is a great upgrade.
Yeah.
Josh Pascal is probably your starting edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson versus Marcus Davenport.
Now you're going to tell me Levi Onwuzurike can kick out and play edge too.
He's going to be the guy, as we heard last year, that plays nose, that plays defensive tackle, edge. I think he could play guard too.
You just think any big guy. Yeah. Any non-athlete, as you put it earlier.
I think there needs to be a sense of urgency
for
that guard position because, yes, well, I think we all know that with the 28 pick, they could go edge, they could go guard. And Brett Holmes could go anywhere. Same thing with the 60 pick, right? They could do both or either, right?
I would want both, yeah.
There are two guys out there right now because it's starting to get a little thin in terms of guys that you can sign with some experience that could come in here and be effective on that offensive line. I think Brandon Scherff, I talked about him last week. He is still available. He's not going to last long. Mekhi Becton, I wasn't a huge fan of him coming out of college as a tackle, and he proved that right with the Jets. He did not play well as a young guy and had some growing up to do, had some weight issues. Now, he's still a monster of a human being, but we saw last year with the Philadelphia Eagles, he could play that guard spot. I believe he was playing right guard. So now all of a sudden, you have the ability to move around Christian Mahogany, and maybe Graham doesn't even start. He's the guy that backs up all three guys.
Because he can play all three positions,
right.
And he has played all three positions with the Lions.
And you can get some more, maybe you can even get another year out of him because of the wear and tear.
248-539-9797. Both are needs. What's the biggest need? And you can fill in the blanks on the ticket text. People are saying, case for both. Guard's the bigger need next year. Mahogany looked good enough. But Glasgow was not, especially as the season progressed. At least there's a small chance that Davenport would be healthy.
Well, there is a gamble.
Has three sacks over the last three seasons. I'm putting zero stock in him being a steady, anything like that. Texter says, sad we didn't draft Ed Oliver, Micah Parsons, or Jalen Carter, Doug, in Rochester. There would be your depth there. Like some of this has to be, they drafted depth on the offensive line, Mahogany being one of these examples,
yep.
Manu being an even higher pick. Like if you don't have something in there, those are wasted picks.
Well, okay, so we don't know about Manu. I do think that we, at least I kind of made up my mind about Colby Sorsdahl. Now guys do have the ability to get better. We've seen him for a couple of years now, and it's not been good anytime he's been in there at any position, guard or tackle. So I just don't feel like there's much relief if somebody goes down.
If we don't protect Goff, we don't win more than 10 games next year, from an unnamed texter. Another one says, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's guard. It's a unit that affects every other skill position. One end can't kill a defense.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, but you talk about the impact that one defensive end can make on a defense.
Sure.
You talk about getting single blocked, right? Getting a one-on-one matchup, winning that one-on-one. All of a sudden, my corner was actually two steps late in coverage, but it doesn't matter because the quarterback's on his ass and the play's over.
Right.
I would argue a defensive end can cover up for someone who's blown an assignment or a step behind somebody or doesn't fill the right gap. Play's over. Defensive end one is one-on-one.
Okay, if we're going to play that game, then, hey, did you see J-Mo running wide open? Oh, it's too bad Jared Goff was laying on his ass.
His point is one superior to the other. I'm telling you, edge is a more premier position in the NFL for a reason.
There's no question it's a more premier
position.
And
they don't have a starter at it. At least I can tell you Glasgow and Mahogany started late in the season together on a 15-win team on an offense that was very good.
Well, this is where has Brad Holmes fallen in love with his own guys too much in re-signing Levi Onwuzurike and not... Maybe there's too much faith that Josh Pascal is going to be that opposite edge of Aiden Hutchinson.
More ticket text, 248-539-9797. Edge is obviously the bigger need. John can say O-line is the reason we've had success, but the defense is what's holding us back. And if we want to get to the next level, that's the unit that has to take the biggest leap.
So I'm not going to sit here and say just health makes up the difference. Health will make a big difference. Not going to make up all the difference, but when take Brad Holmes at his word. When he looked back and this team was playing early in the season, they were a good defense and they didn't have an opposite edge.
Bro, it hasn't even been 24 hours since Zeitler left and you guys are talking about urgency. Give Brad a chance to make a move, please.
The chance is there. And at what point did Brad Holmes, in conversations with, you know, Zeitler's agent or with him itself, did he realize we're not going to have him? You've got to shift, and you've got to shift quickly because there's not a lot of guards out there with experience to go and sign.
Za'Darius was waived days ago, and we haven't seen an edge move. I mean, let's not mistake wanting urgency for panic.
Oh, it's not panic.
We're not panicking. We're talking about our football team.
Right, but so I'll put Za'Darius Smith in that same thing. If you want another edge, you had one on your roster, and if you didn't want to pay the roster bonus and you want to restructure the contract that Za'Darius Smith is playing under, then maybe those negotiations are going on right now, and Za'Darius is back. Because he would be one of few free agents still available that fits what the Detroit Lions need in regards to an edge that can be a 3 or 4 down guy, can stop the run and also apply pressure.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.